back to the Witching Hour. So tonight we have a really, really fun show. I put together, with the help of all of my wonderful coveners, 5 very, very useful spells that will help you with your day-to-day. Something that you can kind of relate to and something that you kind of need around this time. And with Austera just coming and going, now is the time for new beginnings. So I'm going to talk about each and every spell individually, and I'll kind of explain to you how to do it as well. Some of these are going to be super quick and easy, but a lot of fun, and some of them a little bit more interesting. So the first one up that we're going to be talking about tonight is Grow Some Cash. Around this time of year, it's all about new beginnings. So why not get a little bit of extra cash flow to keep that new beginnings rolling? So the spell is designed to stimulate your finances to grow. So if you need those extra couple bucks, this is going to help you out. So you are going to take some coins. It could be any kind of coins, a couple toonies or a couple loonies. You could also use Chinese coins as well. You're going to take a pot. You're going to take soil as well. And you're going to add the soil into the pot. For best results, go to a crossroad. So like, for example, like a crossroad would be like 2 roads that kind of meet and go separate ways. You would want to go and collect some of the dirt from there, and you would want to put it into this pot and then add coins. You can just use just normal dirt. So crossroads dirt will have more properties of like change and new beginnings and balance. So yes, it is required you grab dirt from crossroads from 2 roads. You can use normal dirt. There's nothing wrong with that. Soil itself comes with a lot of grounding properties behind it all, and it does help and it does enhance it. But if you're really trying to achieve that, like, that everything that you can get from this spell, like your maximum effect, you would want to use crossroads dirt. So anyways, going back to it again, you're going to take your pot. It could be any kind of pot, any size that you want, and you want to put this dirt inside of the pot, and then you want to plant your coins. So you're going to take toonies or loonies, preferably larger coins, to kind of bring more of that money on, more of that abundance. And then we are going to plant basil in there, and you're going to want to tend to this little basil plant. You're going to want to water it, you're going to want to feed it, you want to leave those coins in there throughout the whole thing, and you just want to touch the ends of the leaves, because at that point you're transferring your energy into that plant, and that plant is transferring back abundance towards you. So as it grows, you want to be touching it while you are watering it and feeding. So that one is a fun, it's super easy, super fun little spell with pot, crossroads dirt, coins, and just a wonderful little basil plant that you can raise. The spell can also be done in the comfort of your own house. You just have to go and acquire the crossroads dirt. You need to go get it, because your intentions is what's going to be going into picking that up. I was even going to suggest maybe I should just go get some, bring it down to the coven house, just in case you guys need it after listening to this. But I'm not going to mother you guys through these spells. I'm teaching you how to do them properly. The next spell that we're going to be talking about today is Banishing Bad Habits. I know Christmas time has come and gone. We've picked up a little bit of bad habits over the colder months, the dark days. So let's break those habits and just start working on that grounding, that self-love. So banishing your bad habits. This one is really super easy. It is a bath spell. You're going to want to fill your tub. And in your tub, with the following essential oils, you want to add 3 to 4 drops of clary sage, 3 to 4 drops of frankincense, 3 to 4 drops of lavender, 3 to 4 drops of lemongrass, and 3 to 4 drops of rosemary, all in the same tub. So clary sage, frankincense, lavender, lemongrass, and rosemary. That is a wonderful little combination for protection. That is a wonderful combination for just rinsing off all of those bad habits, just removing it all, and just bringing on that self-love, bringing on that calm, that content feeling that you would get. And you're going to be getting that from the lavender and from the rosemary as well too. So you're going to add all of those into your tub. And as you are in your tub, because it is going to be a very pungent smell, okay? It's going to be It's going to be a very intense, strong smell. Like, it's going to be one of those things where you can almost, like, taste it while you're breathing it in. That's good. If you can taste it while you're breathing it in, that's where you want it to be. And as you are in the bath and inhaling the fragrances, taking deep breaths, you want to visualize clearly what habits you want to break. So whether it's hitting that skip the dishes a little too much, or, you know, like that ice cream trip at midnight, which, don't worry, I am also very guilty of. You want to focus on the images in your mind and accompanying feelings as if you already have mastered that habit. So you want to, like, start pretending like, you know, I'm not doing this anymore. I am breaking this habit, and start living the life as if that was never an issue before. Smoking may be a little bit harder. I can also relate to that. But as long as you start practicing, it's a lot of it is mindset. So once you kind of have your mind into it and you're already living the life as if it's not in your life, doing this wonderful banishing breaking habits spell in a tub every couple days is just like a nice, wonderful new beginnings, new washover feeling. Also, I want to make a side note. While doing all this, it is very smart to sage first. Sage your area. If it's on a full moon, you want to burn some mugwort. You want to be doing mugwort sticks during the full moon just to kind of bring up the metaphysical awareness in your area. It also helps protect your area as well, too, while you're doing any kind of moon magic. Like, some of these, you would probably benefit more from doing a full moon or on an eclipse. So the next spell that we're going to be doing is a basil and honey spell. And this one is, if anybody has a business out there that, you know, they want to see flourish. I know there's a lot of wonderful local artists in town here. I've seen a lot of your stuff. It has been absolutely wonderful. If you're looking to see a couple more bucks come your way, this is the spell for you. So you want to take some fresh basil and honey. So you want to cut up the basil and you want to take some honey and you want to have it in a medium-sized pot on medium heat, and you kind of want to melt it all together. You want to add the basil to the honey while it's simmering in the pot. Remove the basil-honey mix from the heat. Let it cool down a little bit. You want to chant this spell over your pot as it's starting to cool down. Flies flock to honey. Customers flock to me. Bears flock to honey. Business flocks to me. Ant flock to honey. Contracts flock to me. You can also adapt this for your business as well, too. If you're not really looking for contracts, you can say, those sales flock to me as well. So, flies flock to honey, customers flock to me, bears flock to honey, business flocks to me, ants flock to honey, contracts flock to me. So you kind of want to say that over and over until your mixture in your pot, your honey and your basil, has cooled down enough where you can stick your finger into it and it doesn't burn. Second step of this, you want to run a warm bath. When the bath is warm and filled, you want to take that honey mixture that you just made and rub it all over your body. You want to start with your arms, your legs, your torso, if you can get your back too as well, try to get your back as well. And then you want to soak in the water for a while, like about 20 minutes, half an hour. Don't use soap. Don't wash it off just yet. You kind of want to leave that on you, and you want it to kind of mix with your bath water. And then as you're draining your tub, so you're going to get out of the tub and then start draining that tub. As it's draining, you want to collect a little bit of that bath water. And then you want to toss that bath water on the grounds of your business. So if you have a business that is available to customers to just kind of walk in and walk out, you want to sprinkle that just on the outside of your business or around the perimeter, depending on how much water you decide to keep. If you have an at-home business, you want to be doing that on the property of your home. So wherever you're working, wherever you're making your creations, wherever your business is, you want to be sprinkling that water around that area. So with Ostara coming and going. That is obviously the spring equinox. So springtime, yay. Means we're almost summertime. We've already talked about breaking habits. We've talked about bringing money on. So for that prosperity and that abundance. But I know some people put their nose where it doesn't belong. So we're going to be doing a tongue control spell. And this spell is designed to put a stop to gossip. Any kind of slander, or if you're going through any kind of court problems, testimonies against you as well. So this just kind of shuts everything up and just allows you to kind of end what you had going on and just kind of just end it all, just so the new beginnings can commence. For best results, perform the spell at the center of a crossroad or standing out a window. I know this crossroads thing is just, but we all come to a crossroads when we make a decision in life, right? So this is why a lot of these spells about new beginnings, about abundance and stuff like that, is going to put you in a position where you have to make a choice, where you're ending old to make room for new. So you're going to find yourself at a crossroads, or you can do this standing at a window. So you're going to have your window open, you're standing in front of the window, and your intentions are just, you're focusing on your intentions. If a gust of wind happens to come by and kind of mess up a little bit, just like, because I'm going to discuss a little bit further onto the spell. Actually, I'm just going to do the spell. So you're going to take a pinch of white sugar, a pinch of white flour, and a pinch of grind salt. It can be white salt, it can be Celtic salt, it can be Himalayan salt. Don't use black salt. Don't waste your black salt. Hang on to it. This is not about protection. This is about shutting people up that's talking shit about you. So you're going to take a pinch and you're going to put it directly in the palm of your hand. You're going to hold open your hand. While holding the powder in the palm of your hand, you want to visualize your desired outcome. You want to visualize that person not talking about you anymore. You want to visualize that person just not doing the slander, or if you're going through court purposes, you know, that they're not going to show up. You're going to think about those things. You're going to have that directly in the forefront of your mind, because that's what you want to be thinking of. While you're thinking of that, you want to chant, "I am innocent of all accusations. Protect me." And repeat that over and over and over until all of the powder in the palm of your hand has dissipated. It is gone. It has left your hand. Whether it's fallen out, let it do its natural thing. If it's going to fall, it's going to fall. If there's going to be a gust of wind that comes through and takes it away, let the gust of wind come through and take it away, because it is taking your intentions and it is dispersing it out into the universe, all while thinking about your desired outcome. And then that way, it's gone. You're done. It's ended. One chapter's done. Moving on to the next. Or life. It depends on how you guys see it. With doing spells, you're going to notice that you're going to be getting a lot more tired, feeling a little bit more drained. So I wanted to teach you guys a little spell on how to bring back that power. I want to teach you guys a spell on how to kind of regenerate quickly. Like if you were a cell phone, this is going to be a fast charger. So you're going to take a dish. You can use any kind of circular plate, preferably a fireproof plate. On a piece of paper, you're going to write down what you want to strengthen. So if you need more focus, you need more creativity, you need more metaphysical intuition, you need, if whatever you're lacking, whatever you think you're lacking to kind of help you push forth and kind of bring that power back, you want to write it down on this piece of paper. You're going to fold it in half, and then you're going to fold it in half again. Place it in the center of the plate. Now on top of this piece of paper, you're going to put a bunch of dead sea salt. You want to be putting a bunch of dead sea salt onto this plate. And in the middle, you want to use a red candle. Fasten the red candle in the middle. And just around the outside, on top of your dead sea salt, you want to sprinkle some chili flake peppers around. So plate, piece of paper with what you're trying to strengthen, salt, dead sea salt, chili flakes around the outside of the plate, red candle in the middle. and then light that candle. And what that candle is doing, it's catalyzing those properties. It's catalyzing that spell. So you want to be sitting close to it or like in the proximity of it. You also want to focus on the flame. You want to notice if the flame is going higher or if it's lower. Ideally, what you would want in this flame is to have a nice, medium, strong, like, just a constant burn flame. It's going to take about an hour for the spell, so make sure to get comfortable, sit down, and absorb those properties. Once you start absorbing those properties, you'll start to notice that head fog going away. You're going to notice that whatever it was that was kind of holding you back, just releasing and just allowing yourself to absorb all that and just get that power back. So, once you're charged up with all of your power and all your power is returned, I have a Black Witch protection spell. I know I have been having a lot of people ask me about this spell, so this is why I'm bringing it on the podcast. This one, you know, if I was to rate it, I'd probably rate it a witchy R, so you don't necessarily need to be super experienced, but this is not something you want to be doing with your child either. So for this protection spell, you're going to need a jar. Most of the time I use mason jars just because the lid is a little bit easier. It's clear. You can see through it. You have an idea of what you're doing. And in this jar, you're going to need broken glass. So any kind of broken glass, even if you're going about your day and you smash a glass by accident, naturally would sweep it up, throw it in the trash, right? No. Save your broken glass. Put it off to the side. That can be used for spells like this. And there are a couple other spells that I will be teaching later on that will need that. Don't purposely go break a glass, though. Or break a glass. It's up to you. Nails. So I've had some Black Witch Apothecary sets in shop, and a lot of people were asking, what do you do with the rusty nails? Well, this spell, you would be using those rusty nails. Same thing, we're going to be adding thorns as well, a piece of steel wool. So any kind of like scrubby steel wool, just like a small piece, you want to cut that off. Wormwood, thistle, nettles, vinegar, salt, and you're going to want to utilize your own urine. You're going to have a black candle on the side and a red felt. Now in this jar, you want to sage this jar. While saging and cleansing this jar, you can use just normal white sage to cleanse your jar, or you can use incense sticks. So just the smoke from the incense, you want to swirl it around on the inside, and you want to swirl it around on the outside of the jar to cleanse it and make sure there's nothing else attached to it, because we are making a Black Witch protection jar. So in this jar, you're going to put, like I said before, the broken glass, nails, thorn, steel wood. So the broken glass, the nails, the thorn, and the steel wood is essentially creating like a weapon against negative entities. They cannot cross. It's kind of like a spike strip when you're in a car chase. It's going to slow them down. It's going to back them up. Whatever negative is attached to you, it pretty much just cuts that off right there, just using those four things, using those four ingredients. Wormwood, thistle, nettle, and vinegar, what that is going to do, all in combined, is going to create like a barrier. It's going to create like a protection barrier around you. So now we have slowed down the negative entities. We have created a barrier with the wormwood, the thistle, the nettle, and the vinegar. And then the salt, protection, and your urine connects you to that jar. So you become, You're binding yourself to this jar. Like, you're creating this tank, this armor tank, that's going to keep yourself safe and keep your perimeter safe as well, too. So it's like a giant bubble around you, like a dome. So it does protect other people that are also in your household or in your business or wherever you're going to be putting that jar. But essentially, it is like your greatest shield that you are creating right now. Once that jar is filled with all those things, including your urine, and you don't need much, just a little squirt squirt, you want to take a red felt and you want to draw the pentagram on the top of that jar. This is another reason why we use mason jars. It's easier to draw on top of it. So in the red felt, you're going to be drawing this pentagram. And then on top of the pentagram, you're going to be placing the black candle and lighting it. So lighting that candle You are finishing off that jar. You let that whole candle burn. You're going to let the wax go crazy. You're going to let it spill down the sides. It's sealing it. It's sealing it all together, making this wonderful shield. You want to do a chant with it. Once the jar is done, once the candle has completely burnt out and you've created this wonderful protection jar, you have a chant that you have to say. And you're going to want to say this 3 times. Okay. Candle of black and hexes old, release the powers that you hold. Reverse the flow of spells once cast, leave pain and sorrow in the past. Candle of black and hexes old, release the powers that you hold. Reverse the flow of spells once cast, leave pain and sorrow in the past. And then for the 3rd time, candle of black in hexes hold, release the powers that you hold, reverse the flow of spells once cast, leave pain and sorrow in the past. So this also helps if you have any hexes or any curses that has been laid on you by other people. This is also helping with that as well. So then this is just your, like, the best kind of protection device out there. Also, just a side note as well, that jar that you're creating, that shield, that protection jar that you have just made, is also good for up to 3 months. And then when it's done, you want to bury it and send it right back to the earth. So in this episode, we've covered quite a bit. Just making sure all kind of corners have been covered. So we have talked about gossip, we've talked about money, protection, bringing that power back. We've also talked about getting rid of the old you and welcoming the new you. But I wanted to end it with one last one. So if you feel like there has been a negative presence hanging around in your house, and I see this quite often, people will do a lot of self-love spells. They'll do grounding, protection spells. They'll do all these spells and it'll start to work. But then eventually they feel like it's wearing off. Sometimes it's your environment. Sometimes it's something that's hanging around on the inside of your house that is affecting your vibes, that is affecting your metaphysical being as yourself. So I'm going to teach you a little trick that is quite intense. So you want to take a wooden cutting board. Now I use this spell quite often. You take a wooden cutting board, and then you want to take a silver platter. It's got to be made of silver. You can find them at antique shops. You can find them at Valley Village. You can find them secondhand, or you can buy them brand new. It is very important to sage that silver platter. So when I say saging the silver platter, you're lighting the sage stick, you're letting it smoke, and you're kind of washing it as if you're rinsing your dishes. But the reverse effect, you're kind of rinsing off your object in the sage, but the sage smoke would be the water. So you would want to cleanse that off. So we have the wooden cutting board, we have the silver platter, and then you want to put some Epsom salts in the middle of that and some rubbing alcohol on top of that, just until, like, you want to be pouring the rubbing alcohol into the Epsom salts just enough till you start to kind of see it puddle on the outside of your Epsom salts. And then you're going to light that on fire. So essentially what we're creating is like a turbine. So this is pulling all negative energies from all corners of your house. And it kind of acts like, you know, at the pulp mill, you know how when it is like releasing all that carbon monoxide and they're using flame to kind of put it out before it goes out into the atmosphere. Well, it just creates this suction, like this, almost like this vacuum where it's like anything that may be hiding into your corners is sucking it in like a big vacuum and it's burning it off. It's completely dissipating it. It's getting rid of everything. You're going to keep going. The higher the flame, so you're going to want to pay attention to this because you don't want it to catch your house on fire. So the higher the flame, the higher the negative presence, the lower the flame, and the nice and how it'll just like nice and steady kind of burn along and kind of chug along type deal. That's good. You want it to be a nice steady burn like that. You don't want big flames. Big flames is bad. No flames is also bad. Medium flames is good. You want to keep doing that, and you're just going to feel the room, the area, the house, the everything just starting to lighten up. And as soon as the flame goes out, because it will extinguish itself, as soon as all the negative energies has been removed from the area, it will put itself out. And then afterwards, just take your bundle of sage, light it, and just cleanse. That is like a big vacuum. That is like the ultimate removal of negative energies from your area. That is like goodbye. Like if Palo Santo can't get rid of it, you're pulling out the big guns, and this is the big guns. So always make sure to have your area cleansed. Make sure you have yourself cleansed, grounded before doing any of these spells. Even if it's a bath spell, you want to sage your bathroom. You want to cleanse your area and then do that, because you want nothing else to affect it. It's like making wine. You're already playing around with one bacteria. You don't want to add others. So make sure your area is cleansed. Make sure yourself is cleansed. And I cannot wait to hear all the stories about how you guys slathered yourself in honey and basil and had a wicked long bath and kept your bath water. This is going to be so much fun. I can't wait to hear about all your experiences. And if there's any questions or anything like that, or anybody wants to learn anything else or more suggestions, I would love to do this again, and I would love to be able to answer any and all questions that you guys may have.
This podcast is brought to you by The Coven House, located at 193 Quebec Street, Prince George.